Good morning.
Good morning.
Today, it's our scripture is from Matthew 40 to 42. It's very short. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive the prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the award of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to the one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. God bless the reading.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This Sunday is the third Sunday that our lectionary devotes to this theme of discipleship. First, Jesus calls the disciples to participate in his mission, to perform the same signs and proclaim the same message that he did. Next, Jesus prepares the disciples for the hostility they will face. The gospel is going to set father against son, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. In today's scripture reading, Jesus addresses all those who are called to support the disciples on their mission. They are to welcome the disciples as they would Jesus. Today, Jesus teaches us about an important practice of discipleship, hospitality. Hospitality is the act of welcoming others into relationship with Jesus. It can take a variety of forms. Sometimes hospitality is teaching others about Jesus. This can be done formally in, say, Sunday school, or it can also be done informally, say, over a cup of coffee between friends. Sometimes hospitality is inviting someone to church, whether that church meets in person, like ours does, or virtually, like some other churches are. I've found lately, hospitality looks a lot like figuring out what people need and finding creative ways to meet those needs. I've also found that hospitality is as simple and as challenging as walking alongside someone who's going through a hard time. I think we often think of hospitality as all the things we do to support those who are doing the real ministry. When I was in seminary, my mom used to joke and tell people that she goes to work so that she can support my ministry. But what Jesus is telling us this morning is that the divine mission is just as much about the people working behind the scenes. Those who are providing a servant or a little one with a cool drink of water, as it is about the familiar disciples and prophets that dot the pages of church history. Oftentimes when I'm preparing a sermon, God will use the events of that week to teach me what he wants me to preach about. And this week was no exception. This week I learned of the role the saints working behind the scenes play in the divine mission, as I worked to reschedule a memorial service that had been postponed by the coronavirus. The first thing that I did was I spoke with the family to go over the details of this memorial service. I assured the family that I would do everything in my power to give them a nice service, but that the service was probably going to look a little bit different than perhaps they were used to. I explained the social distancing guidelines that we would need to follow to keep everyone safe and healthy. As I was speaking with the family and as I was answering a lot of their practical questions, I was so grateful for the long conversations our session had as we were trying to figure out what guidelines we wanted to put in place. I was grateful for those conversations because now everyone is on the same page. We all know the guidelines so well, we can explain them to someone else. And we did this so that the church could walk alongside a family grieving the loss of one of their own. The next thing that I did was I called up the Women's Association, where we talked on the phone about what a socially distanced funeral luncheon could look like. We talked about having fewer people cook, but perhaps a few more people to serve. Maybe the menu would need to be tweaked a little bit, depending on who can help and what we can buy. We talked about maybe setting up tables and chairs outside for the family to sit at and eat on. We talked about how we could space people out in Fellowship Hall if it rains. Because friends, grief is hard work, and people need to eat. The next thing that I did was I called our music director, where we went over the plan, well, the rough plan, I haven't formally put it together yet, for the memorial service. We talked about when the service would be, what type of music we were thinking, how long the service would be. As I was having this conversation, I found myself profoundly grateful for the flexibility of our church musicians. Funerals never happen at a time when people are off, and it usually involves rearranging a few schedules. I'm so grateful for this flexibility so that we can give the family this ritual and this tradition to help them grieve. Now, this is just one example in an otherwise pretty normal week of the saints working behind the scenes to extend hospitality to our community. To these anonymous saints who occupy our churches, Jesus says, "You may not be the one going, but never forget that you too are sent. Never forget that you play just as important of a role in the sharing of the good news of Jesus Christ as the ones who are maybe on the front lines or who have more visible roles in ministry. Because those of us on the front lines can't do what we do without your support." This week, I was reminded that all of us who are baptized are sent into the world to embody the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we may be, each and every day. All of the baptized are on mission, and how we respond to this call of our baptisms is the work of discipleship. Our task is to figure out how to use what we're good at, or our gifts and our talents, to welcome others into the kingdom. To paraphrase Paul in 1 Corinthians, some of us are called to organize the funeral. Some are called to make and serve the food. Some are called to play the organ. And some are called to service our air conditioner. A few minutes ago, I asked you all to reflect on how you can welcome others into the kingdom. I asked this question because I'm particularly curious about what hospitality looks like now with everything going on. I think we are still called to welcome and to be welcomed by others, but I think that's going to look a little different than we're used to. I think we're going to have to continue to be creative because our usual means of welcome just aren't available to us right now. Let me give you an example. In my family, summertime is this season of birthdays. My mom and my sister have a birthday in June. My aunt and my cousin have a birthday in July. My other cousin and I have a birthday in August. Typically, the Pajukanix family spends a lot of time together over the summer. We usually have a cookout at someone's house and we buy a cake, and whoever has a birthday in that month, we sing happy birthday to. My cousins that have birthdays over the summer are a little bit younger. They're still teenagers. So in the past couple years, my sister and I have taken one cousin to Sandcastle for her birthday and the other cousin to Kennywood for his. But with everything going on, we just can't do that this summer. Instead, we've gotten a little bit creative. A small group of us went camping for Emily's birthday. Last weekend, an even smaller group of us gathered at my mom's house to go floating down the Yakagane River. I'll tell you more about that later if you're curious what that is. My aunt is a school teacher, and she's also caring for her elderly parents, so she's taking social distancing super seriously. In fact, I haven't seen her since Christmas. So what my sister and I decided to do was we bought her gift online, and we shipped it to her house, and we checked the box and told the person to leave it on the front stoop so that it's a contactless delivery. My cousin is going to be turning 14 next week. So what we decided to do is I'm going to take her on a bike ride, and then we're going to come back and we're going to watch Hamilton together and probably eat pizza and do that kind of stuff together. I share this story with you this morning because I think it illustrates how we treat one another during this pandemic is ultimately going to matter more than if we got the virus and had to isolate for however long. What I mean by this is the more that the summer goes on, the more that I am convinced that hospitality is how we are going to get through this pandemic summer. Summer 2020 is going to look different than any summer we've ever had and hopefully will ever have in our lifetimes. But my hope and my prayer is that when the weight of social distancing becomes too much to bear, we will find creative ways to connect with one another. And that in welcoming one another, we will welcome the love of Jesus into our midst. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.